Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
The diversion of the trade deadline. Come and gone. Over. Done. Finished. Now it's back to reality. And the reality is you're a 2-6 football team that didn't make any moves, and you're going up against a 1-7 football team that said to this year, but by golly, we build it up for next year. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there, Andy Baskin. No big trades for the Browns at the deadline, but they did make moves leading up to the deadline, Andy.
Yeah, it was anticlimactic.
You traded Joe Flacco. You got Cam Robinson.
You brought in Tyson Campbell. It's not real, though. On trade deadline day, I mean, you get build up a little anxiety.
And you moved and you up a little bit 35 picks in the draft and gave up a guy who was a first-round pick who you didn't play.
Well, and the other part of this thing is that, hey, you know, maybe the Jets traded Sauce Gardner for us. You know, if the Browns happen to lose and then they get the advantage to have the first pick in the overall draft and these teams start losing, that trade may actually turn into the best thing that ever happened to the Browns.
Because why?
Because maybe the Browns are up in the air. They're not quite sure if they're between one or two quarterbacks, and now all of a sudden the Browns have the first overall pick and the Jets have the second overall pick. And the next thing you know, the Jets are like, man, we got to get to that first overall pick because we think the Browns are going to take the guy that we want, so we're going to give them a first-round pick so we can switch. So now Sauce Gardner now actually became the Browns deal yesterday.
Boy, that's a lot of connecting dots there.
Yeah, it is.
What if the Jets just became bad enough on defense that the Browns' offense could look okay and the Browns get the win and then
No. You're missing the point there. The Browns would have to lose on Sunday.
I know that, but yeah. The Jets have become a lesser football team.
I know.
Than they were when they were before the trade deadline, when they were still 1-7.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have to become lesser of a team? Maybe the Jets, the guys that are on the team, will be so inspired by this whole thing. They're like, no way, we're going to play the best game we've ever played in our entire life, and we are going to beat the Browns on Sunday. This has the possibility and the potential to be one of the worst football games in NFL history on Sunday. Two teams.
That's cheery. You can hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm just saying, two teams that the loser is the winner. It could actually work out that way. The loser of Sunday's game could be the big winner.
Well, you're fighting with Tennessee for that number one pick, too.
Yeah, they're not even in the game, man. It's just us and the Jets.
You know the Browns are favored.
Sorry, buddies. Well, they should be. They're at home. They didn't just trade off two major pieces. No?
No.
The game's in New York.
Yeah.
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 Wait, what did you just say?
The Browns are favored.
Oh, you're right. They're not at home. How are they? Well, it makes sense, though, that they're favored. Oh, it's a good thing I almost went to the stadium. Thanks, man. You saved me a lot of parking. Although, I probably would have figured out, wow, this is the easiest parking I've ever had at the stadium.
You'd be like Henry Gibson in the Blues Brothers movie, showing up at Wrigley Field and nobody's there.
That's right. I thought, well, Jake Elwood, where are you guys?
We'll get them.
No, but seriously, why wouldn't the Browns be the favorite on Sunday?
Well,
they just passed off two of their best players, most popular players, and said, see ya. Now all of a sudden, you know, Jets fans could be pretty funny. Maybe the Jets fans will start rooting for the Browns. Well, I would if I was a Jets fan.
We'll see, and that's part of the point.
This could be a home game for the Browns. Like I said, it could be a home game for the Browns.
At this point here, and coming up in the show, we're going to have Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 10:55. Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback, usually speaks on Wednesday. This will be a Wednesday. Dylan's still the quarterback.
I think so.
We'll be hearing from Dylan. Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, will join us. Chris Rose is going to join us at 1 o'clock. All coming up here on the show. The Browns made some moves, Andy, leading up to it. This is now where they are. Okay, you didn't trade some of the guys who could be free agents at the end of the year. It takes two to make a trade. So, you know, did they try to trade Jerome Ford? Maybe. Maybe nobody made the offer they wanted for Jerome Ford. Did they try to move an offensive lineman? Who knows? I'm glad they didn't, because as bad as the offense has been, if you start moving offensive linemen, you're going to make it even worse and get somebody hurt. You didn't bring in a wide receiver. You didn't trade Denzel Ward. You didn't trade Myles Garrett, which is basically what the Jets did. We'll talk about that coming up here in a second. Are you okay that this team made a couple of little moves moving up to it? And I'll say little moves because they had benched Joe Flacco. They were going with Dylan already. They moved away from Joe. You brought in Cam Robinson. You did the old, hi, we'll take the player and a seventh and give you a sixth. You know, great. That's fabulous, isn't it? And then you did the same thing. You flipped it and traded Joe Tryon Choyenka. Are you okay that they didn't do much in a big way at the trade deadline? That okay, they're two and six, and this is what it is.
The biggest move they made at the trade deadline was saying that Kevin's not calling plays anymore, if you really think about it.
Well, I mean, trade deadline.
I know. They didn't do anything. That was the year they got rid of the guy with the hyphen name, Tryon Choyenka. That's what we'll remember somewhere down the road.
Well, he might actually play for the Bears, so yeah. good for him.
Yeah, I hope he does get to play. Yeah. I was completely underwhelmed, especially because...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Adam Schefter, what happened? I thought they were making, I thought they were going to make a major move. I thought they were going to be buyers. What'd they buy? A six-round pick? They lost a player, lost a seventh-round pick, and got a six-round pick. That to me, that's a big buyer? I say don't get caught up in the hype, because I knew it yesterday when I walked in. I didn't think they were going to do anything, and they didn't do anything yesterday.
I was sure hoping.
Maybe they were willing to do something, but they couldn't find a trade partner.
Yeah,
that's always a possibility.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, and we'll never know the answer to that.
Why is Schefter spitting his mouth out, though, saying, hey, this is going to be...
Don't worry about Adam Schefter. Just worry about our team.
My point is, though, that he drove a lot of the conversation last week, end of the week, early beginning this week, about, they're going to be buyers. What? Okay, hey, the Browns are going to be buyers next year. I want everyone to go say, Andy Baskin said they're going to be buyers next year. Today, who cares? It's like a weather guy who gives you the wrong forecast. It's going to be widely scattered darkness tonight. Gee, that's brilliant, isn't it? Come on, man. We sit here and we listen to all. Jeff, we all know better, too. I got to tell you, when we listen to some of the national writers, we all know better. We do. We really do. And we get sucked up into the hype.
Well, Andy, let's not get carried away here. It's pretty simple. You're either going to be buyers, sellers, or not do anything. or maybe be a buyer and a seller.
When a national voice like you know, Schefter goes out there and says they're going to be buyers, you kind of like, now you piqued my interest on the trade deadline.
Well, maybe they were going to be and they couldn't get what they wanted. As it turns out.
So we'll find that out at Barry's press conference then, right? Oh, wait, what press conference?
Well, you're on a roll. What's it? What do you? You
got? I'm just drinking coffee.
Got espresso in there?
No, I'm just being honest.
Oh, like we said here. Baskin, he's all cranked up this morning.
I'm not cranked up.
I need some more espresso.
I'm just telling you, Jeff, that we sit here and we let a lot of these national reports drive our local conversation when we all know better.
Okay. I was hoping that they were going to be buyers.
I was too. Maybe that's why I'm mad, because I was hoping that he was right. I would have loved a wide receiver yesterday, wouldn't you have?
The right wide receiver? Yeah.
You mean the one that knows how to catch footballs? That'd be the right wide receiver at this point.
You know who I thought made some really interesting moves yesterday? The team the Browns play coming up on Sunday, the New York Jets.
Yeah, it was interesting.
And a couple of reasons for that. They pulled the plug on the season. Oddly enough, they didn't trade Breece Hall, their running back, who's a free agent at the end of the year. And Breece had said that he wanted to be traded, then he wanted to be in New York, wanted to stay in New York, and then tweeted something out yesterday, put something out on social media that, you know, made people think, well, now he wants to be traded because they traded their two best defensive players. They ended up not trading him. So maybe they try and keep him around. But I thought one thing the Jets did yesterday that was really cool. All right, you traded Sauce. I was stunned. They were stunned. Everybody seemed stunned by that. But their general manager said, yeah, we had some talks, but the price that the Colts were willing to pay just kept going up. And then the Dallas Cowboys, you know, picked up Williams, their defensive tackle, three-time Pro Bowler, for a first and a second. Second and 26 and a third and 20 or a first round pick in 2027. The thing I liked about it from the Jets standpoint, forget the picks. And this is just a little part of it. They got an interesting young wide receiver in the deal, young player from the Colts, Adonai Mitchell, who had fallen out of favor there and was buried on the depth chart. And they also got a defensive tackle out of Dallas. Young player, former first-round pick from Michigan, from Dallas. Now, when you pick up, to me it was this. Wow, getting the first-round picks and the second-round pick, those were big trades. And that's a great return on those guys. But they got a young player thrown in as well. And it goes back to what Daryl's talked about. I've talked about it. You've talked about it. Don't you want players?
Yes.
Yeah. So they, along with picks, they got intriguing young guys thrown in. And I just thought the Jets did a great job, except they're selling to their fan base, well, we're done. We're done this year, and we're rebuilding. But they have the ammo to rebuild with. And I think that's a real interesting part of this.
Wouldn't you? Every time, we sit here and we drool over first-round draft picks. Everybody does.
Yeah, but you got to hit them.
You do. And yeah. So, like, why? I would much rather have a player you can, you know, you can decrease the odds of having a failure when you decide to trade for a player. Because you know what they look like in the NFL.
And here's the thing.
Somebody might have an opportunity that you know is going up against players every day in practice in the NFL. This isn't college anymore. You're not digging on potential anymore. You're digging on reality.
The point here on this thing, too, with the, especially, say, the Sauce Gardner trade, it's going to be a low pick, right? The Jets or the Colts are playing pretty well this year. Mm-hmm. That pick's going to be low. You're going to get guys there as good as Sauce Gardner? I'd be hard-pressed to think you do, but
yeah,
good luck to you.
If you made the trade because you just wanted that first-round pick.
You got two of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, you only get one next year, right?
You're not one next two. Year, one so, the year after.
So, but you'll have yours, just like the Browns, the same position the Browns are in, right? They have two first-round picks, so they have a value-added first round if they want to go out and get the quarterback that they want. That's all there is. Yep. They're in the same position the Browns are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.